The longer-term origins of the Falklands War stem from a dispute over the sovereignty of the Falkland Islands. The immediate cause of the war was the way in which this played out in Argentinian politics in the early 1980s. Argentina's claim to the islands stems from the inheritance of Spanish rights after the dissolution of the Spanish Empire. The Argentinians maintain that there was an Argentine settlement on the islands that was expelled by the British in 1833. This claim enables them to present Britain's sovereignty of the islands as an offshoot of British colonialism. However, it seems highly improbable that events were as simple as that, as there is not much evidence to suggest that the British expelled an entire population, but rather that they expelled a garrison, and that others who lived on the islands at the time opted to leave and some preferred to stay, and that it is unlikely that the population of the islands in 1833 was exclusively Argentinian anyway. Whatever the rights and wrongs of that, since 1833, the British assumed control of the islands, and when the Foreign Office looked into the issue before the war, they concluded that the British case rested on the permanence of the British settlement. Increasingly, they also saw the issue as one of the rights of the islanders to self-determination. However, the Foreign Office also felt that it might be difficult to assert this claim in international law. Many in the United Nations would support the Argentine view that the British were asserting an outdated colonial inheritance. The immediate origins of the war resulted from the circumstances of the late 1970s and early 1980s. From 1976, Argentina was ruled by a military dictatorship which intensified the brutal dirty war against perceived subversives or enemies of the regime. In this time, up to 30,000 people were disappeared. General Galtieri took over in December 1981. He was weak in many ways, a compromise candidate, and he was a notorious drunk. The dictatorship was in trouble as the population became increasingly angry at the dirty war and at economic hardship. In these circumstances, the historical cause of the territorial integrity of Greater Argentina was more compelling, and a successful takeover of the Falkland Islands would cement the dictatorship's power. However, the Argentinian leadership was also led to believe that the British would not do anything to resist a military takeover of the islands. During the 1970s, Britain's policy was to seek ways to resolve the sovereignty issue. In 1980, the Foreign Office Minister of State, Nicholas Ridley, went to the islands to assess the possibilities of leaseback, in which the title of sovereignty would be handed to the Argentinians but leased back to the British for a period of time. The islanders were resolutely against such a proposal, as was the House of Commons. In the 1981 Defence Review, the HMS Endurance was removed from the South Atlantic, which also sent a signal that the British would not defend the islands. As for British intelligence, the Falkland Islands were low on their list of priorities. The signs were there that the Argentinians were planning to invade, and there was plenty of evidence of the atrocious dirty war. But the Foreign Office and the government overlooked or misinterpreted these signs, and Argentinian forces landed on East Falkland near Port Stanley on 2nd of April 1982.